Imagine if you had to download, install, and become familiar with 4 or 5 different email clients in order to send all your contacts email. Intolerable, if you can say that word, is just the start of it. And this is a situation which has been facing the users of instant messaging services for at least the last half a decade. AOL Instant Messenger, Yahoo Instant Messenger, Microsoft Instant Messenger, ICQ, IRC are just some of the technologies which are in common use today. And the prospect of a unified instant messaging standard seems like a distant fantasy. Well, Jam and Jerry of ACB Radio Interactive thinks he may have found a solution. Before we play Jerry's review, I'd like to remind listeners that anything you try out following a recommendation on Main Menu is, of course, at your own risk. We do take steps to ensure that the information we provide is useful and as accurate as possible. However, we can't accept liability for the behaviour of third-party software, and listeners are strongly advised to back up all system settings and important data before making changes to their setup. Jerry's recommendations are based on his own experiences, and Jerry does go to great lengths to ensure that you have comprehensive contact information at the end of this demonstration in order that you can discuss some of Jerry's suggestions before carrying them out.
Hello, everyone. Jam and Jerry of Jam and Jerry's House of Fun on ACB Radio Interactive here to tell you about a program that helps with instant messenger programs such as MSN and AOL Instant Messenger, also Yahoo and ICQ. A lot of people have been getting a hold of me during my shows asking me, how do I use Yahoo and ICQ? This is the program that we're going to be discussing today. They've asked several times if I would do up a review for it, so told them I would. I'm currently running JAWS 6. These scripts were designed for JAWS 5, but it appears that you do not need to recompile them. If you do, a lot of us know how to do that. You just bring up your scripts manager, load the scripts, the Miranda scripts, and then just hit Control-S to recompile them. But I haven't had to do that. That's why I don't mention it too much, because, like I said, I'm running 6 and haven't had to recompile. As we all know, Trillion is one that works for multiple instant messengers. However, you have to use your JAWS cursor a lot. Some people still use ICQ and Yahoo and use their JAWS cursor, and they have no problem with it. But some of us like it easier, so we're going to talk about a program called Miranda today. Now, you'll be able to get this from me, www.jjhof.com/Miranda, MIRANDA .zip. Once again, that's www.jjhof.com/MIRANDA .zip. When you install it, the reason I'm not going to run through the install is because, for the most part, it's a very basic install. The only thing that bears mentioning here is once you've installed it, one of the things it's going to do is it's going to load the little contact thingy. It's kind of like a wizard that asks you, okay, what do you want to use? Do you want to use ICQ? Do you want to use MSN? Do you want to use Yahoo? You know, yada, 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 yada. Close this out. This wizard is a pain in the neck to navigate and sometimes doesn't do what you want it to. Not only that, it says that Yahoo is there. At least JAWS says it's there, but it really isn't. So your best bet is once this wizard loads, cancel the wizard out and close Miranda. Now, you're going to have to do this from the system tray. But once you get it closed, you're going to copy the yahoo.dll file that you will be getting from me into the /program/files/Miranda/plugins folder. Then you reload Miranda. And we're going to look at the configuration screen here in just a little bit so that you can get all of your messengers configured the way you want. Once you have Miranda up and running, you're going to get some JAWS scripts. Now, to copy the settings files into JAWS, there are two ways of doing it. When I first did it, I did it the long way around. I went through my computer and went the really long way, because if any of you, especially using JAWS 6, know they've redone where things are at in JAWS, especially your personalized stuff, because they now have personalized settings for each individual user. Now, in JAWS 5, you just need to copy the settings. For example, if you have it installed in JAWS 50, you would copy the JAWS script files. When you unzipped the file that you got from my website, you will see a folder in there called JAWS scripts. Go into that folder, select all of the files, and copy them. You can do a Control C. Then you would go to your C drive. On a lot of computers, it should say local disk C. Go to JAWS 50, if that's what your folder is for JAWS. Some people running JAWS 5.1 might have one called JAWS 51 or JAWS 510. Some people change that folder to whatever they want, but let's just assume it's JAWS 50. But anyway, you go into the JAWS 50 folder, go to Settings, go to ENU, and then paste the files in there. Now, with JAWS 6, it's a little different because the settings are in a totally different location. You could go to your C drive, then go to Documents and Settings, pick the user, like for me would be Jam and Jerry, Application Data, Freedom Scientific, JAWS 6, Settings, ENU. That's like the really long way around it. That's taking the scenic route. Thanks to Jeff Bishop, he has reminded me a way that in JAWS 6 you can get at it a lot easier. Let's go to our Start menu.
Start menu, set program access and defaults, S.
Let's hit P for Programs.
4, E-tray minimizer, 4.
J for JAWS.
Explore JAWS submenu, E.
And let's go to the Explore JAWS submenu.
Explore my settings, E.
Explore my settings. Let's press enter right on that.
Leaving menus, NU, folder view, list view, not selected, personalized settings, 1 of 75.
Notice I've got 75 things in here. Let's look at the address in this folder.
Address edit combo, C documents and settings, Jam and Jerry application data, Freedom Scientific, JAWS 6.0 settings, NU, 0 items.
Notice it took us right where we wanted to be. So that's just a way to do it if you're running JAWS 6. Just go to Start, Programs, JAWS 6 submenu, or JAWS 6.0 submenu, explore JAWS, and then go to my personal settings and just paste them right there. You can paste the scripts right there and you're good to go. Once you've gotten the scripts installed, the Yahoo plugin installed, we can go ahead and load Miranda. So let's go ahead and do that. Now, I have an icon on my desktop that says Miranda, so I'll just go ahead and do that. I'll load it.
My Miranda, I am.
Now, keep in mind, I've already got everything configured, but I'll still run through everything for you. Now that I've got it loaded,
Miranda,
let us use the keyboard command to bring up the main Miranda screen. It's Control-Shift-A.
Miranda, I am. Contact list, DJC.
Now, as you see, I've got my contact list showing.
Corey Jackson, Beetlebug 5. Corey Jackson, DJC, Dragon Mac copyright.
Okay, let's go into the options. We can hit Alt-M for the Miranda menu.
Menu, contact list, find slash add contacts dot 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 F. Import dot 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 I. View slash change my details dot 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 D. AIM submenu, MSN submenu, Yahoo submenu, options dot 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 O.
Okay, what you're going to want to do is go ahead and go into the options here.
Leaving menus, Miranda IM options dialog, contact list, ignore only the tick contact.
Okay.
Show X313 view, ignore opens.
What you're going to want to do, the very first thing you're going to want to do.
Contact list opens, 7 items.
Is, let's look at the contact list. Go down.
Level 1, contact display opens.
Because I want to go to networks.
Icons opens, 0 items, mid level 0, network opens, 9 items.
You do go to plugins, which is below your network. Go to plugins, and then you hit tab once.
Show export options, checkbox checked.
Now, I leave that checked. On yours, it's probably not checked by default, but you may want to check it because there are some options you're going to want to see that you won't see if you have that unchecked. So if it's unchecked on yours, check it. When you hit tab again,
Fusion, active 6/8.
You're going to, I don't know why it says 6/8 or whatever, but you're going to have a list of different plugins.
Import ICQ Oscar V8, AIM Pro.
Let's see, the first one is
187 AIM Protocol.
AIM Protocol. If you want to use it, you hit tab twice. Now you're probably going to hear mine say disable.
About AIM Protocol, disable Fusion button.
Now, yours will obviously say enable because you haven't told it what you want to use. So you're going to want to enable that. Matter of fact, your enabled one will probably only be Yahoo. It's hard to say. Sometimes when I've installed that one, it's enabled. Sometimes it's not. But if you want to use it, obviously you would just enable it.
Fusion.
You would shift-tab twice to get back to your plugins window list.
ICQ Oscar V8, 0.3. About ICQ Oscar V8, disable Fusion button. Fusion, import contacts and messages, 0.9.
See how it's got all of these different plugins here?
IRC Protocol, 0.4.1.
You can also use it for IRC if you want to.
About IRC Protocol, enable Fusion.
But if you notice, I don't have it enabled. You can if you want to, but you don't have to.
Jabber Protocol, 0.0.
It also works with Jabber, which, again, I don't have enabled, but you could if you wanted to. Now that you've told it what protocols to enable, you're going to want to apply it, and then what you're going to want to do is shut down Miranda and then re-enable it, or reload it so that all those plugins will actually load up. Because just because you've hit apply on them does not mean they're going to load. You have to actually shut down Miranda and then reload it. Okay, now I'm assuming that you have shut down and restarted Miranda. So let's go ahead and go back through your options in Miranda. Remember, you use Control Shift A to bring up your Miranda main window once you've gotten Miranda reloaded. And remember, you press Alt M to go to the Miranda menu. And then just go to the options choice in that window, or in that menu. Let's start by looking at the contact list, because as you notice, it's a tree view. So let's start looking at
contact list, open 7 items.
Contact list. We're just going to tab through all of these different options.
Show expert options, checkbox checked.
The first thing you're always going to see when you hit your tab key is
show expert options, checkbox checked.
This show expert options. Like I said, on mine it's checked. On yours, at first it wouldn't have been, but I'm assuming you've probably checked it by now, because there are things that you won't have access to if you don't check that.
Contact list sorting, sort contacts by name, radio button checked, 1 of 2.
That's how I have mine. You can change it to
contact list sorting, sort contacts by status, radio button checked, 2 of 2.
If you wish to change it by status, you can. I have mine by name, but you can do it by their status, which I'm going to change mine to that because that makes more sense if you think about it.
Contact list, hide offline users, checkbox checked.
Hide offline users, I do that. Although, now that I'm showing them by status, I could
hide offline users, checkbox checked.
Not hide the people who are offline. So I could at least see everyone who's in my contact list. With ICQ and with Yahoo, you can still send people an offline message, which I have done occasionally. And some people do it. They because on Yahoo, you can appear offline. You're still online, but when people look at your name, they think you're offline. So on Yahoo, anyway, I'll still send someone a message, just to kind of say, hey, how are you doing? And if they reply back, then I know they're online. If they don't, they'll get it when they, when they come online and they'll see it. So
hide offline users, checkbox checked.
I'm not going to hide them anymore, so I'm going to uncheck it.
Not checked. Contact list, hide empty groups, checkbox checked.
Hide empty groups. I don't use groups. I probably should, but I don't.
Contact list, disable groups, checkbox checked. Contact list, ask before deleting contacts, checkbox checked.
A lot of these are just main, personal preference. That's why I'm just tabbing through them for you so you can see what's here.
System tray icon, single click interface, checkbox not checked. System tray icon, show status text and tooltip even when there is a message, checkbox not checked. System tray icon when using multiple protocols, show radio button checked, 1 of 1. System tray icon when using multiple protocols, combo box, global, 1 of 5. System tray icon contact list sort and edit spin box 550. System tray icon disable icon blinking checkbox not checked. OK button. Cancel button. Apply button.
I'm going to go ahead and apply the changes I've already made.
No Windows active. Desktop. Miranda, I am.
The only problem is when you hit the apply button, JAWS tends to lose focus. So you kind of have to, if you don't have any other programs open, just minimize to your system, you know, hit Windows key M to go to your desktop, and then just Alt-Tab back to it, which is what I've just done.
Contact
and it works just fine.
Contact list sorting sort contact. System.
So let's go back to our tree view.
Contact list. Level 1. Contact display open. 0 items.
Contact display.
Instead of displaying contacts by their nickname, drag to choose another order. Show expert options. Checkbox checked. Contact display options 313 view. My custom name not movable. 1 of 8.
Now, I don't mess with anything in here, but I'm just showing you what's here. I don't mess with anything in here, personally.
OK button.
Because that's, I don't understand what that window is for, or that list, that area is for, so I just don't mess with it.
Cat 31, show expert.
So.
313 view, contact display. Icons open, 0 items.
Icons, again, I don't mess with. It's a sighted thing, I'm assuming, so I don't mess with them.
List open, 0 items.
Let's just go ahead and go through here and show you which ones you may want to look into.
Events open, 7 items. 313 view, events open, 7 items. Level 1, file transfers open, 0 items.
All right, file transfers. I strongly suggest that not only do you leave this area alone, that you do not do file transfers. For some strange reason, Miranda seems to have problems with file transfers. I have spoken with the guy who wrote the Miranda scripts. He says they're already working on a new version of Miranda, and he's working very closely with them to work with the scripts. From what I'm hearing, the new version should work better with file transfers, but as of right now, it still does not, so do not try file transfers with Miranda, or if you do, try it at your own risk, because a lot of people I know have not had any good luck at all with file transfers. Sometimes it'll crash, sometimes it just won't work. So just, it's something that I just wouldn't mess with if I were you.
Hotkeys open, 0 items.
Hotkeys, very good area for us to look at.
Hotkeys show slash hide, checkbox checked.
Okay, now a lot of these are probably not checked by default, so anything you hear on mine, you're going to want to change it to match.
Show slash hide.
Show slash hide, that's for the main window. So you're definitely going to want that checked. You want the hotkey ability for that.
Show slash hide, checkbox checked. Hotkeys, hotkey, control plus shift plus A. Hotkeys, read MSG, checkbox checked.
Read message. You can set Miranda to where it'll leave the messages in the system tray, and when it does this, you can just hit Control-Shift-I to bring that up. You know, to bring up a message when someone sends you one.
Hotkeys, hotkey, Control plus Shift plus I.
I just left the defaults.
Hotkeys, net search, checkbox not checked.
Here's a net search. It's one that I don't use, but you can if you want.
OK button. Cancel but 313 view, hotkeys open, 0 items. Ignore open, 0 items. The following events are being ignored. Ignore messages, ignore RLS, ignore file, suppress auth request, suppress on show expert.
Okay.
Contact list, ignore only the tick contacts will be shown on the main contact list. Okay button. Cancel button, 313 view, ignore. Messaging open, 0 items.
Messaging?
Messaging mode, split mode radio button checked, 1 of 2. Message window options automatically pop up the window when a message is received, checkbox not checked.
Yeah, see, I don't have mine doing that. That's what AOL would do. And I know that, like, if you're talking to one person and a window pops up in front of it, you're like, you know, the person will get, like, half the message and whatnot. So that's why I've left mine to where it does not pop up the window automatically.
Message window options. Close the message window on send. Checkbox not checked.
Some people will use this option. When they send a message, they'll let the window close. I don't, because I may be in a conversation with the person. There again, it's just a matter of preference, with this one anyway. So as you saw on mine, it's not checked, but you can check it if you want.
Message window options, minimize the message window on send, checkbox not checked. Message window options, use the contact status icon as the window icon, checkbox not checked. Message window options, save the window size and location individually for each contact, checkbox not checked. Message window options, cascade new windows, checkbox checked. Message window options, show apostrophe send button, checkbox checked. Message window options, show username on top row, checkbox checked. Message window options, show toolbar buttons on top row, checkbox checked. Message window options, send message on double apostrophe enter, checkbox not checked. Message window options, send message on apostrophe enter, checkbox checked.
So you see a lot of different options in here in your messaging area.
Message window options, show character count, checkbox not checked.
Could be kind of nice to have. I don't use it, but you could if you wanted to.
Message window options, show warning when message has not been received after edit 10.
And this 10 is in seconds. So if the person has not received it in 10 seconds, as far as like if the client is like for some reason they don't get the message, this thing will tell you.
Okay button. Cancel button. 313 view. Messaging opens. Messaging log opens. 0 items. Sounds opened. 0 items.
Now the sounds, you can customize the sounds, which I have done a little bit.
Show export option. Sounds enable sounds. Checkbox checked. Alt D.
By default, I don't remember if it's checked or not, but you'll want to check it.
Message incoming. See window.
Okay, message incoming.
Sound.
I've changed mine. That's what I hear when the message comes in at first, meaning it's sitting in the system tray waiting on me. You can change it to whatever you want, because as you see there,
sounds change ... button.
The button tells you it's Alt C, or you can just tab to it and it'll say change ... button.
Sounds list one list view. Message outgoing outgoing dot.
Message outgoing.
Sounds preview button.
Mine just dings at me, you know.
Sounds list. Message queued ... C with.
Message queued.
Sounds change. Sounds preview.
That means when you're in the window with the person, like let's say they've sent you a message and you've still got that same window open, instead of hearing and when they send you another message, as long as you're still in that window or you've got the window open, instead of hearing the one sound, you'll hear, you know, your other sound. Again, I've changed mine. I think by default it does a little message for you, sir, you know, but there again, I've changed mine to where it's something not quite as annoying. but you can change these to whatever you want.
Sounds. MSN, Hotmail, hotmail.wav.
Yeah, if you get an email through Hotmail.
URL incoming, earl.wav. Sound. Yeah.
Let's see.
Yahoo Mail.
If you get an email through Yahoo, you can set that sound effect as well.
Sounds. Sound. OK button. Cancel button. 313 view. Level 1. AIM opens. 0 item.
All right. Let's go to AIM, because this is one of the plugins I've told it to use.
Screen name, password, show export option. AIM user detail, screen name, edit, Jaminjari 197.
All right, for screen name, I'm going to put my old screen name in. Oops.
AIM user details, password edit.
Let's see, what was my password on that? I think it was this.
AIM user details, display name, edit, Jaminjari 1974.
You can actually change...
Blank.
What the name is, I don't know how well that works on AOL, but...
X. AIM user details, last name, password. Advanced configuration, login server, edit, top dot. Advanced configuration port, edit, 9898.
These advanced things here you're not going to want to mess with. It's the site and the port that it uses to connect to that server. These are things you're not going to want to mess with.
Advanced configuration, reset button. Advanced configuration, keep connection alive, checkbox checked. Advanced configuration, enable idle time after, checkbox checked. Advanced configuration note, use port 0 to connect on the random port, edit 10. Advanced configuration show error messages, checkbox checked. Advanced configuration handle AIM links on websites, checkbox not checked. Advanced configuration show change password menu item, checkbox checked. OK button, cancel apply button, 313 view, AIM opened, 0 items. AIM contacts opened, 0 items.
AIM contacts.
Show export AIM contact options, enable server side contact list support, checkbox not checked. AIM contact options, notify me when I have been warned by another user, checkbox checked. AIM contact options, enable warn user menu item for contacts, checkbox not checked. Checked. AIM contact options, auto reply to users with your status message while away, checkbox not checked. OK button. Cancel apply button. 313 view. AIM group chat opened. 0 items. ICQ opened. 0 items.
So you got all your options here. Now we're on ICQ.
Note, used ICQ number edit 219,285,019.
And you just set your ICQ number and
ICQ password.
Your password.
ICQ retrieval lost password or ICQ number. ICQ create a new ICQ account using the ICQ website.
That's a button if you want to create an ICQ account, you can hit that button there and it'll let you create one.
Export login server, edit login.ic.com.
There again, this is something you're not going to want to mess with.
Export port, edit 5190. Export reset button. Export keep connection alive, send a blank packet every minute to prevent some proxies idling out, checkbox not checked. Export notify me when a message delivery has failed, checkbox checked. Expert show connection error messages. Left right slider. 0%. OK button. Cancel but apply button. 313 view. ICQ open. ICQ contacts open. 0 items. ICQ privacy open. MSN open. 0 items.
Let's look at MSN.
Show it. MSN full email. Edit. Kai4bitatjobs.com. MSN password. Password edit. Question.
And it's already got a my password in there.
MSN nickname. Edit. Jam and Jerry. Expert use MSN protocol V.A checkbox checked. Expert disable main menu checkbox not checked. Expert send message font color slash size info inside messages checkbox checked. Expert disable all contacts not included into my contact list checkbox checked. Expert run the following application when new Hotmail is arrived checkbox not checked.
If you get Hotmail, you can have it run a certain application.
MSN create a new MSN Messenger account using the MSN website.
There's, if you want to create a new MSN account, you can do it from right there.
OK button. Cancel. Apply button. 313 view. MSN network open. 0 items.
And then these are just different things you can...
Show connection settings. Login server. Edit. Messenger.hotmail.com.
This is all the info for the MSN Messenger.
Connection settings port. Edit. 1863. Connection settings use HTTP gateway mode incompatible with MSN gateway. Plugin checkbox not checked. Connection settings keep connection alive. Send a ping packet every minute. Checkbox not checked. Incoming file transfers automatically obtain host slash port for incoming file transfers. Checkbox not checked. Incoming file transfers your host or router. Edit. Jurispos. Incoming file transfers port edit 6891. Connection settings reset button. Connection settings use IE proxy settings checkbox not checked. OK button. Cancel button. Apply button. 313 view. MS Yahoo open. 0 items.
Now now that we've installed the Yahoo plugin, you have the Yahoo available to you. Had you not copied that Yahoo.dll, you wouldn't even have Yahoo there.
Show expert Yahoo ID edit. Jaminjari 2000. Yahoo password. Password edit. Question.
And as you can see, mine's there.
Yahoo, create a new Yahoo account using the Yahoo website.
And if you want to create a new Yahoo name, there's where you'd do it.
Expert login server, edit, scs.msg.yahoo.com. Expert port, edit, 5050. Expert reset button. Expert disable main menu needs restart checkbox not checked. Expert disable UTF-8 encoding checkbox not checked. OK button. Cancel. Apply button. 313 view. Yahoo open. 0 items. Level 0. Plugins open. 0 items.
And basically, I think we're done here. Let's go ahead and just finish looking here.
Status open. 3 items.
Status. Let's see what we got in here.
OK button. Show expert options checkbox checked.
No. OK. It doesn't look like there's anything in there.
Cancel. Apply button. 313 view. Status. Level 1. Auto away open. 0 items.
Auto away.
Select auto away set away mode when screensaver engages checkbox not checked. Auto away set away mode after checkbox not checked. Auto away set n/a mode after checkbox not checked. Auto away set away mode when workstation is locked checkbox not checked. OK button. Cancel. Apply button. 313 view. Auto away. Status messages opened. 0 items. Use for status messages combo box. Online 1 of 9. Status messages do not reply to requests for this message checkbox not checked. Status messages do not pop up dialog asking for new message checkbox not checked. Status messages by default use this message radio button checked 2 of 2. Status messages edit. OK button. Cancel. Apply button. 313 view. Status messages opened. 0 items. Visibility open. 0 items. Contact list. Visibility.
This is something I don't mess with myself. The visibility thing.
Apply button. 3-1. Visibility open. 0 items.
And we're done. So let's hit apply. And as I told you...
No Windows active. Press Windows key.
You have to go to your desktop.
Desktop.
Miranda. And then I'll tab back over to it again.
Show expert.
So let's go ahead and hit OK.
OK button.
Which we've done.
Contact list.
All right, let's see. Let me go looking for someone who's online.
Dave Williams.
Hey, he's online. All you have to do is press enter on their name.
Dave Williams online message session dialog. Type message.
And it shows you their name. So I'm going to put, hi,
last
Dave.
On four slash.
Hi, Dave. Now recording main menu review. Showing... how to use MIRANDA. Now.
Jam and Jerry says, hi Dave, now recording main menu review. Show him how to use Miranda.
Okay, I'm going to escape out of here so you can hear the sound effect
said.
When he sends me the message. I'm going to close the main window as well, so I'm going to hit Control-Shift-A.
Desktop.
Now, we're just going to wait for Dave to send us a message. With this being, if you... use Miranda for all of your messengers, you've only got one program you have to worry about. So like when you're trying to sign offline, you can just find it in your system tray by insert F11.
Select the system tray icon dialog, list box, Yahoo Online, MSN Online, ICQ Online, name offline, 1 of 21.
You can do that. Now I'm not going to sign offline, but I'm going to show you how easy it is to do. Hit enter on this.
Context menu, hide slash show, H.
Down arrow to status.
Main menu, submenu, M. Status, submenu, S.
Press enter.
Yahoo, submenu.
Now, you can do individual messengers if you want, or if you just want them all to be the same way.
Offline control plus.
Just down arrow until where you hear
offline control plus zero.
Offline and press enter on it. Or
online control plus one.
Online for all of them.
Away control plus two. A. Na control plus three. N.
NA is not available.
Occupied control plus four. U. DND control plus five. D. Free for chat control plus six. F.
Now you just heard my little sound effect come in.
Context menu status.
Looks like someone sent us a message. So we're going to hit control shift I.
Type message, edit. Dave Williams says, ah, well, it seems to be working fine from his end. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend.
Other than having the flu, I am doing okay. Showing them how it reads and works with JAWS.
Jam and Jerry says, other than having the flu, I am doing okay. Showing them how it reads and works with JAWS.
Now, if I leave this window open, when he starts typing, JAWS should say Dave Williams is typing. You don't get the clicking like you would on MSN, but at least you hear so-and-so is typing a message. ICQ is the only one that it does not do that on. Why? I don't know. But ICQ appears to be the only network that it will not do that for.
Dave Williams is typing a message, dot, dot, dot.
See, it's telling me that he's typing.
Dave Williams says, ah, well, that's good that it's working for you. Sorry to hear about your flu. Take plenty of fluids. That's usually a good idea.
There you go. So you're hearing Dave talk to me. Hey, granted, this is MSN, but all of the others work the same as MSN.
Jam and Jerry says, and staying out of the cold would work too. Smile. Go ahead and send another message.
Okay, I'm going to escape out of here. Now let's just assume you're playing around. I'm going to show you again what happens. What'll happen when he sends me another message. You heard that noise. That's what I've changed mine to. So now that I know he's sent me a message, I'm going to hit Control-Shift-I.
Dave Williams online message session dialogue. Type message. Edit. Dave Williams says, righty, okay. Yes, staying out of the cold helps too. Dave Williams is typing a message, dot, dot, dot. Dave Williams is typing a message, dot, dot, dot.
He's typing again. So I know to leave the window
Dave
open.
Dave Williams is typing a message, dot, dot, dot.
See, now you can choose to leave the
Dave
window
Williams
open if you...
Dave Williams is typing a message, dot, dot, dot.
You can choose to leave it open if you want to or not. That's, again, preference.
Dave Williams is typing a message, dot, dot, dot.
I mean, if that annoys you, then you could just hit the escape key, make the
Dave
message,
Williams,
you know, go away while they're typing. And then when they send it, you'll hear the little message,
Dave
or the little...
Typing a message, dot, dot, dot. Dave Williams says, well, thanks very much, man, for recording this for Main Menu. I'm sure everyone out there in Main Menu land truly appreciates it.
Do you have any messages for those who may be listening to this review? Smile.
Jam and Jerry says, do you have any messages for those who may be listening to this review? Smile. Said.
I spelled this wrong, but he'll get what I mean. Now, how this will work with Window Eyes or any other screen reader, that I don't know. I just happen to know that Jim Grimsby is the one who has written the scripts for Miranda. He's done one heck of a job. I really commend him on the scripts. I tried Miranda before having these scripts and consequently got rid of it. Somebody informed me that Jim had written these scripts. I went and got the scripts. The only thing is I don't remember where I got them from. I went and got the scripts, got Miranda again, tried it again, and loved it, and have used it ever since. Like I said, one of the things I wish to recap again, remember, file transfers right now do not work with Miranda. Use them at your own risk. In other words, I wouldn't use them if I were you. I've seen it crash Miranda. I have seen it just not work. It just really depends. I would wait and see when the new version of Miranda does come out, which they're in beta for it. How much longer it's going to stay in beta, I don't know. But from what I'm hearing from Jim, they're doing a whole lot of changes. He's having to actually rewrite the scripts completely for JAWS for it to work. They're updating Miranda that bad, or I should say that much. Seeing if Dave has anything else to say before we close this main menu out for you. If you wish to contact me, I'm going to give you... Well, there's Dave, I think. Let's hit Control-Shift-I to see who got a hold of us.
Dave Williams online message session dialogue. Type message. Edit. Dave Williams says, yep, stay tuned, and don't forget it's really not that difficult to record a review. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line to mainmenu@acbradio.org.
All right, thank you, Dave. It is just the editing that can sometimes be a pain. smile. Just kidding. Or if a person is lazy like myself, which I'll admit.
Jam and Jerry says, thanks, Dave. It is such the editing that can sometimes be a pain. Smile. Just kidding. Or if a person is lazy like myself. Says, that's...
I close the message out. Now, like I said, if you want to get a hold of me, I'm going to give you all four of my of the ways you can get a hold of me. So that when you install Miranda and whatnot, when you get Yahoo and ICQ running, you can add me to your contact list, which I do need to show you how to do that. I'm sorry, I forgot to do that. But anyway, my contact info is as follows. For MSN Messenger, it is jamandjerry@jjhof.us. For AOL Messenger, it is jamandjerry1974. And just to let you know, Jam and Jerry is spelled JamminJerry. For Yahoo Messenger, it's jamandjerry2000. For ICQ, you're going to add the number 219-285-019. Once again, that's 219-285-019. Let's go ahead and look into how... Let's go ahead and read Dave's message that I'm sure he just sent me.
Dave Williams online message session dialogue. Type message edit. Dave Williams says to edit. Well, you're always willing to help out where we can.
There you go.
Jam and Jerry says, thanks, you may need to help with mine. Smile.
Okay, yes, let's go ahead and look at how you add someone really quickly, because I did forget to show you how to do that. Okay, let's go ahead and do that with Control-Shift-A.
Miranda, I am. Contact list. Dave Williams.
Okay, let's do Alt-M for the Miranda menu.
Menu, contact list, find slash add contacts, .f.
There it is right there, the first option.
Leaving menus, find slash add contacts, dialog, search, combo box, MSN, 405.
Now, you can tell it what network to search. Like, if you know it's a Yahoo contact, or an MSN contact, or whatever the case may be, you can just go to that network. Let's look at ICQ and just see what it asks for there.
ICQ.
Tab.
Edit.
Let's see what that edit field is.
Ruth Jost blank. Quarter circle ICQ number radio button not checked. There are no results to display. Search graphic for PC okay. Cursor email address radio button checked. 1 of 1. Edit. Nick edit. First edit. Last edit. Advanced checkbox not checked. Search button Alt S. ICQ 3 of 5. Edit.
I'm going to search for myself in this edit first edit field.
Edit first. Advanced list 1 list view. Not search button Alt S.
Search.
List 1 list view. Not selected graphic 433. Jam and Jerry Gerard Jitcha Jamin Jerry at Green Rin. 1 of 1. Jam and Jerry.
And it found me.
More options. Add the list button.
And then you just push that button right there to add me to your list.
Dave Williams.
So as you see, it's real easy to add somebody to the list.
Menu. Contact list. Find slash add contacts. .f. Leaving menus. Find slash add contacts. MSN. Yahoo. ID radio button checked. 1 of 1. Edit.
For the ID, we just put, you know, the person's ID. Jam and Jerry 2000.
They will.
So there you go. I hope you've enjoyed this review for Miranda. I hope you have found it entertaining, not only entertaining, but educational and helpful. If you have any questions before you install it, or you have questions, you've installed it, but you kind of went, uh-oh, you can get a hold of me. You can use your normal MSN or your normal AOL to get a hold of me, and I will gladly help you through it. You can also get a hold of me through Skype. It is Jam and Jerry, and I'll even walk you through it through Skype. We can do it. I'd like to, again, thank Jim Grimsby for writing these scripts and also helping me, because when I first got it, I was first confused.
Well, he's not confused anymore. Jam and Jerry there demonstrating the solution to most, if not all, of your instant messaging needs, Miranda. And you can download the software from miranda-im.org. That's miranda-im for instant messaging, .org. I'm Dave Williams, and thanks very much for listening. Don't forget, of course, Main Menu is your technology show, and we'd love to have you on the program. If you've got any comments or questions or suggestions for Main Menu, then do send us an email, mainmenu@acbradio.org, mainmenu@acbradio.org. It's time for us all to log off for another week, and until next time, bye for now.